born May 16 in Echo Park, Los Angeles, California. He took a troubled youth, spending time in and out of the California penal system, and turned it into a successful acting career with scene-stealing work in films like Blood In, Blood Out, Desperado, From Dusk Till Dawn, Con Air, The Devil's Rejects, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, Badass, Spy Kids, The Machete Movies, and many more. He's become a food icon with his Trejos Tacos and Donuts shops. You can see him soon in the upcoming Rob Zombie film, 3 from Hell. He appears in the new Call of Duty Black Ops 4. And now he's the spokesman for the new product to battle erectile dysfunction, Giddy. Please welcome, Hollywood icon, Danny Trejo.
How you been, Danny?
And I also just dropped a record album called Chicano Soul Shop, Volume 1.
Is that right?
Yes. You know what? I did that just to help out a couple of artists that wanted to... it was hard to get into the music business, so I just got to say, well, wait a minute, let me start a record label. And we did. So we just dropped an album, so we got it pretty good.
Isn't it crazy that... the more you do, the easier, the more doors that open up for you. Like, you know where you came from and how hard you've had to fight to get to where you are. But the idea is now those doors open a lot easier for you, and I love to see you helping others.
You know what? It's like in 1968, in a hole in Soledad State Prison, I kind of had to make a promise. I asked the Lord to let me die with dignity because they were gonna, thought they were going to kill me. And I said, if you let me die with dignity, I'll say your name every day, and I'll do whatever I can for my fellow man. And I thought it was just going to be a couple of years, but he said, okay. So he gave me the rest of my life to keep my promise, you know.
He held you to it.
Yeah. So, you know, every time I get up, I think about that. And it's like, you know, okay, what can I do today? And it's like that simple. It's like, I think that's the way he wants us to live, just doing whatever we can for my fellow man. And I think that that's one of the reasons why the people that gravitate towards me, they all got, you know, thermal underwear in their trunk of their car to hand to the homeless, or socks, or you know, food, something. You know, it's like everybody that I know has, you know, something to do with helping someone else.
Well, don't you think that most of the world, really, if given the right chance, given the right moment, will do the right thing? If you can find someone like yourself to kind of go, hey, I promise you what I'm going to do now, will go to the right reasons and go to help people, they'll jump on board, because I think most people really genuinely want to help their fellow man.
Absolutely. I love putting on a smile on somebody's face. It's like, that's like, I'm like an artist, you know, like actors, you know. Movie stars are dicks. I hate them, man. But like, working actors, you know, the guys on the trenches, it's like,
yeah,
God, just a picture, just a hello, just a wow. You know, I've been like walking down Sunset or wherever in the street, and people stopping. You take a picture with them, and they'll start telling you, you know, you made our vacation. You know, we've been in Hollywood. We're from wherever, you know, Bogalusa, Louisiana, something. And it's like, oh, you're cool. They're going to treasure that.
Yeah.
What a gift.
Absolutely it is, man. It doesn't die. It takes so very little to make someone happy, and it really takes effort to be a dick.
And it's so funny. It's like people say, don't you get tired of that? I mean, you know what? Let me tell you something. I came out of CVS one time, and I bought Maalox. My stomach was upset, and about 8 kids got a hold of me. I signed pictures and did all that, and then I got the car. My mom says, "What's wrong, Mijo?" I said, "Mom, I didn't want to do that, and I didn't feel good, and I didn't want to do that, and I didn't know how to say no." My mom goes, "Mijo, be a plumber. Nobody will ask you for an autograph."
That's right. That's right. That's
and I
right.
Thought about that, I just, she, and then my mom, you know, she passed away. But when she said, "This is your job, Josito gave you this job just to do that. You know how good you made them kids feel." And I thought, front of the camera and screaming, "I'll kill all you suckers." That's your job. Your job is making all them kids. She just completely turned it around on me.
No, and that's it. Because, but that realization is what gives you this great gratitude. That's how you open up Trails Tacos and donuts and record labels. And we're laughing about the Giddy, getmegiddy.com. But at the end of the day, man, you know, just like I said before you came on, if I can't get up in the morning, I don't want to get up in the morning.
You know, like a lot of my friends come up and hey, you know what, man, I'm having trouble, blah, 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 blah with this. And I go, you know, look, it's like, look. And so when I found this Giddy thing, it works. You know what I mean? It works. I don't care how much man, how much whatever, it doesn't matter. Sometimes it don't work.
That's it.
You know what I mean? It's that simple. You know what I mean? And this is help. And like me, like I beat liver cancer. So I'm real careful about pills that I take.
Right, because yeah, it has to go through your liver, sure. Right.
You know, so it's like I don't take any extra pills. I'll take my vitamins and that's it. And so this I don't have to worry. You know, and it works.
GetMeGiddy.com, GetMeGiddy.com. And yeah, listen, why do you think we all get up in the morning?
I like it. See, there's another part to that. Get me giddy and make her happy. Can we say that on the radio? Can we say that on the radio? I'm sorry. I should have asked
you. Yes. Listen, I'm telling you, we all get up in the morning for the same reason. The reason we go to work, the reason we shave, we take a shower, we go get a haircut, we try to wear nice clothes. We're hoping to get laid at some point in our lives. And
absolutely. You got it.
And that's what we want, man. We just, hey, I want it to work forever. It's, and again, trust me, the second mine doesn't work, I'll go to getmegiddy.com and I'll order 10 of them. And because you want it. That's a great part of life. That's a wonderful part of life, man, getting laid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Listen, they're giving me the rap, but man, Danny, I know that you come to Kansas City sometimes. Man, please come by the studio. Let's stay in touch, and I'd love to hang out a little bit.
I was in Kansas City. I did a Comic-Con in Kansas City this year.
Yeah?
Loved it.
People loved you.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Man, anytime. Man, you're always welcome here. All right, my friend. Take care. Have a great day.
Welcome. Thank you so much, man. Thank you, guys.
I would have gone all day with him, but Jake's doing the windmill in the other room. I'm a Danny Trejo fan, man.
Yeah, I love when he tells the story about just meeting people, because I'll never ever forget it. Was it 2000 or 2001? We would go to Walmarts when we lived in LA because it was the only place I could get my chew. And we were at the Walmart in Porter Ranch, and we walked out of it and we had a full like cart of groceries and whatever. And I look over at the bench sitting out in front of Walmart, and I just start to like walk over there because I'm like, I can't not say hi to Danny Trejo. Like, and Whitney's literally like pulling on my shirt. She's like, "What are you doing?" Because she doesn't recognize him. And she's like, "What are you doing? Why are you going up to that guy?" Whatever. And so I kind of brush her off and I walk over and he's on the phone. So I just kind of like stand there, nice, whatever. And he's talking and kind of puts his hand up like, "Hang on a second." But he's like kind of eyeballing me as he's talking or whatever. Yep. And finally he gets off the phone and he goes, "You scared?" And I go, "Kind of." And he goes, "Get in here."
That's nice.
He was so good.
Dude, Danny Trejo. And again, he grew up hard. 60s and 70s were not cool. Then he did Soledad in San Quentin. He got in some real trouble, man.
In and out of the joint for a decade, basically.
Championship boxer. That's how he got out. But Eric Roberts, our mutual friend, Eric Roberts had hired him for a movie to train him to box. And that's how he had gotten picked up. And he was, like I said, a good character-looking actor. And he has the big guy, the lady with the sombrero, the naked lady on his chest. Uh-huh. And he looked, you know, I mean, because, dude, listen, he's a scary-looking guy.
He's unmistakable. Like, yeah. That's why he's great for movies.
And I just, his attitude is great, man. Think about that, being taken from Soledad in solitary. I mean, that's, it's a quick, easy thing to kind of think you know what you're thinking of. But that's real. He was in solitary confinement in a maximum security prison thinking, this is the end of my life. I don't have anything to look forward to. I'm going to be killed. This is it. And then fast forward all the incredible things that he's managed to have now. And no wonder he wakes up every day in a good mood and laughs.
It's funny to hear him say, "I still told God I'd say his name every day. If he just let me die with Dick." And then here you are.
Yeah, and he held you to it. And how great, and we didn't have time to get into it, but how great that his mother was alive long enough to see that transition from a troubled kid and young man to genuine Hollywood star and see him walk all the way through that part of his life.
Yeah.
I mean, what a gift.
And he's in everything from movies and whatever. My son is so jacked that he's in Call of Duty 4, like the Black Ops 4, the big video game. He's a playable character now. Like, you can play a badass, and it is Danny Trejo. Kill other people.
But that's what we're all doing. We're just playing Danny
Trejo.
Trejo.
That's it.
We're going to be Danny Trejo.